Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
The U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program, which is administered by the Diplomatic Security Service, is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest or conviction in any country of any individual who committed, attempted, or conspired to commit, or aided or abetted in the commission of the murder of Shaquille Khan. Khan, a lawful permanent resident of the United States, was murdered execution style outside of the restaurant he owned in Johnson City, New York, on the evening of March 30, 2019. Khan was shot by a lone gunman as he was closing his business for the night. Khan, a native of the Swat region in Pakistan, was openly involved in political activities opposing terrorist organizations in that country. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of New York and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force are investigating the murder of Shaquille Khan. In November 2020, the FBI issued a reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the murder. The reward offer from Rewards for Justice is in addition to the FBI's reward offer and seeks information that would assist the FBI in identifying those responsible for Khan's murder. More information about this reward offer is located on the Rewards for Justice website at www.rewardsforjustice.net. Since its inception in 1984, Rewards for Justice has paid out in excess of $250 million to more than 125 people across the globe who provided actionable information that helped resolve threats to U.S. national security. You can follow Rewards for Justice on Twitter at https://twitter.com/RFJ_USA. Anyone with information on those responsible for the murder of Shaquille Khan should contact Rewards for Justice via Signal, Telegram, or WhatsApp at +1-202-702-7843. All information will be kept strictly confidential.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.